Tim Sweetwood has been an important part of Atlanta's music scene for more than a decade. He started out as a music promoter. Now he's a major player as the founder of two annual Atlanta music festivals, Shaky Knees and Shaky Beats. Producer Trevor Young caught up with Sweetwood during the Shaky Knees Festival last month and asked him to nominate two songs for our Georgia playlist. That is our ever-growing essential list of songs written or performed by Georgians. Here are his picks.
I am Tim Sweetwood, promoter and founder of the Shaky Knees Festival. My first pick for the Georgia playlist is Take My Bones Away by Baroness off their Yellow and Grebe album from 2012. So with the song in particular, I'd say what kind of gets me off is I can see their influences in it, which so that goes back to being outside of a Georgia band, but what again makes them unique. So, you know, it's got elements of a Deep Purple in there. It's got the metal side where I can hear the lyrics. I've never been a Cookie Monster fan of lyrics. It's got a few of the breakdowns that you can think of where it hits hard, but then it goes back to that melodic sound. It seems like their lyrics in particular are not influenced by the outside world, but more influenced by them. And I think some of the writing styles of other bands these days, when it comes a little more in the pop, is they're writing for something to be popular, right? So Baroness is a really good example of a band that has just like the slow trickle growth. My second pick for the Georgia playlist is something a little more popular, would be Melissa by Allman Brothers. Crossroads, same will come and go. Yeah. I first started listening to that band when I was really young, probably late grade school, junior high, all of that element, and then they were definitely in my repertoire of going to shows when I was in high school for the first time. I have a bit of the origins and the jammier or more roots side of music, even though I've grown out of that. Sweet Melissa. I think when you're young in a song like this, when the ballad in Melissa is something that's, for me, it's something where it's obvious they're writing it about a person or a time in their life. And when you're young, you haven't experienced that. So it's something a little more like, oh, maybe that could be me. Love is the deepest dreams, the gypsy's night, with sweet Melissa. When you're young, they're influential where, you know, nowadays it's, for me, the business is wrapped around so much of the music, and back then there was no business related to it, so it was more the chance of was I underage and trying to get a beer and just be hot and sweaty in the Georgia sun to see the Allman Brothers? Yes. And there was a little bit more simplicity to it. So. Crossroads, will you ever let him go? Or will you hide the dead man's it's loose, which again is a little more of Georgia and a little more of South. You know, it's like if you're in the city of Chicago, you think of blues, or you think of a little bit faster pace. If you're in New York, it's super faster pace. When you're in Georgia, it's slowed down. So I think that's how it relates a little bit more to like the ballad side of things, you know.
Yes, I know that he won't stay here without my missus.
That's Tim Sweetwood with his selections for our Georgia playlist series. The entire series can be found at gpbnews.org under the Music tab.